Boker Tov, we are doing Mizmor Kuf Kaf Zayin today. This is a continuation of the Shir HaMa'alot. And today's Mizmor talks about, is for Shlomo, so Shir HaMa'alot is Shlomo. Im Adonai lo yivne vayit, shav amilu vonav bo. Im Adonai lo yishmor oir, shav shakad shomer. So the Mizmor opens up like this. It says, Mizmor for Shlomo, if Hashem doesn't want to build the house, then for nothing, the people have all worked towards building it.
The house?
So, well, okay. That's where there is a machloket, okay? We'll read the two opinions on it. So, if God doesn't want to build, let's say, the Beit HaMikdash, then anybody who tries to build it is wasting their time. It's Shava Amilu Vonav. For nothing did they work, the people who are building. And if Hashem does not want the city to be protected, Shav Shakad Shomer, then the person who's working hard to protect is wasting his time. Okay, so let's quickly look in Radak. So Radak has the more expected approach, which is that this is obviously talking about the Beit HaMikdash and Shlomo. And he basically says, Amizmor ze ne'emar al Shlomo, ve'emar al binyan ha'bayit she'chashav David b'noto, ve'asav kesef ve'zahav v'nechoshet ha'melacha, ve'lo al tav yado she'kidah ba'amalo she'ibneuhu, ela b'no, that David tried to gather all the money to do the construction, but it didn't end up working for him, and it was for his son. וגם זה העניין בשאר בני העולם שלא תעלה בידם מחשבותם, וגם יש בו רמז המלך המשיח, כי גם הוא נקרא שלמה בשיר השירים ופרשן או שושת העניינים. Okay, so I'm not even going to go into his other interpretations, but sticking to just it being a song about David and Shlomo, that if Hashem doesn't want David to build it, then it's not going to happen. All of his efforts are not going to come to fruition. It's going to be Shlomo who ends up building it, okay? מי שיבנה הבית ברצון האל יתברך והוא שלמה בני אותו הבניין לא יהיה לשב אלא באמת יהיה. So the one who does the building in the name of Hashem or with the
sanction of Hashem,
that's the one who's going to actually work. Okay, now look at the mitzvah David instead. Here. So he says it more broadly. So he says, "Shlomo Amar, Im Hamakom Lo Yachpots Babinyan Al Maasecha Asher Lo Tovim." If Hashem, Mitzvah David doesn't say necessarily that this whole Mizmor is only about David and Shlomo. He's saying, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not want your productive pursuits to be successful because of your bad actions, then all of your efforts are not going to be wasted, okay? And if Hashem, because of your evil actions, does not want the city to be protected, then all of your efforts in protecting the city that you live in will also be wasteful, okay? Let's go to pasuk bet. Shav lachem mashkim ekum me'achar shevet ochel lechem ha'atzavim ken yiten lidido shena. Okay, so next pasuk says, It's a waste for you. Continuing on the first pasuk, right? It's a waste for you, you who wake up early to build, that go to sleep late in order to build. You eat the bread of affliction because you're constantly building. It's hard for you. Ken yiten lidido shena. Difficult part, but that last four words means so he gives to his beloved
sleep.
Rest.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does this all mean? So back to the Radak on Pasuk Bet. So the first half of the Pasuk is very simple. I just focus on Ken Yiten Lidido Shena. Shlomo Hu Yidido. Yidida Elit Parach. Shlomo is his beloved. He's the beloved of Hashem. As it says that his second name was Yididia. Right? That's also Shlomo's name. Yididia. Uferusho Ken. Kemo Shayahem Choshrim Lakachat HaMelucha Ba'amalam. Ken Atana Elit Parach HaMelucha Belo Amal Yishlomo. The same way Adonijah and Avshalom, they tried to get the Melucha against Hashem's will and they failed, Shlomo was able to get the Melucha without even having to try. He was like, Ken yiten lidido shena, he gave Shlomo the kingship benachat. Okay? So according to the Radak, again, this whole Mizmor is just focusing on David and Shlomo. So who are, in Pasuk Bet, who are the people that are Mashkimekum me'achare shevet?
His brothers.
Avshalom and Adonijah that are trying very hard to conspire to get the kingdom, and Shlomo yiten lidido shena. Okay, so that's Radak. Now, Mitzudat David, Shav lachem, uchmochen, just like we said in the first pasuk, where it's talking more broadly about general behavior. Uchmochen terachtem lachem bechinam, atem amashkimim lakum lasot melachtechem, umacharim lashevet beesek hamelacha, למיעוט ביטחונם בהשם, והם האוכלים הלחם הבא בעצב רב ובגיעת המלאכה. And then he says, this is talking about those people, more broadly, that they don't have any emunah in Hashem, and they just think that they just have to hustle and hustle and hustle and hustle, and the more they hustle, the more Hashem is going to give them. Okay? And they end up eating the pain, the bread of affliction, and so on. כן ייתן, הלא, כן ייתן, אדוני די מחסורו, למי שמנדד שינה מעינה, ועוסק אז במלאכת שמיים. He says that the person who, he translates the pasuk a little bit differently, that the person who does away with his sleep by focusing on Malchut Shamayim, on Osek Bimlechet Shamayim, he's going to give that person what he needs. Ken Yiten Lidido Shena, he's translating as the one that's Minaded Shena Me'enav.
Wow.
Okay? So he's saying, Hashem, instead of the person that's working Amal V'Torah, like nonstop, that he thinks that that's what's going to give him what he needs, really, it is the person that turns away sleep for the sake of being Osek B'Torah. Yeah, Osek B'Mlechat Shamayim, that's the person that Hashem is actually going to give parnasah to. So, Lomar, Kamo Shemar Bit Shemirat Ha'ir En Bo Toilet Rav. Just like we said, that the more a person protects a city, it's not necessarily going to help with the protection of the city if Hashem doesn't will for the city to be protected. Ki hakol talui baratzat hamakom, because everything is built on Hashem's will. Ken marbit yigiat hamelacha en bo toelet. Also, doing more work won't necessarily help. Ki bezulat yigiat rabba noten hamakom deh hasipuk mi she'amed batorah. Because even without too much work, Hashem gives already what the person needs for his parnasa to the person who is amel batorah.
And it's so interesting, it says, okhele lechem ha'savim. That you will have lechem. If you were, you're gonna have money, but you're not
right,
gonna enjoy
it's going
money.
To be lechem atzabim. All right, I like it. I like what you're saying. Okay, so you see how different the interpretations of the mizmor are between the Radak and the Mizudat David. Radak says this is clearly just talking about David and Shlomo, and the people that are conspiring are Avshalom and Adoniah. They're mashkim ekum me'achare shevet, so on. But Mizudat David says no. It's talking about the person who doesn't have faith in Hashem and just goes and works hard, incredibly hard, without any limud Torah, and then they think that that's going to bring them peace and tranquility and parnasa, when they may have lechem, but it will be lechem atzabim. Exactly what you said. Okay. Pasuk gimel. Hinei nachalat al mai banim, sachar pri abaten. What is the portion of Hashem? That is banim, sachar pri abaten. That is the payment of the thing. And meaning,
it's totally contrary to the previous pasuk person, because people think that, oh my gosh, if I have children, how much will that cost? How much will that take?
Oh, so he's Mitzvah David actually says, I'm going to continue with Mitzvah David's track because I really liked it, honestly. He says, someone's going to work very hard to have as much money so he could give his kids over a lot of money. But what's the proper way of thinking? My kids are my nachala.
Oh.
So instead of killing myself to give my kids all the hon, let me kill myself to make my kids good people because they are my gift. They are
but
my nachala.
Even more than that, is that nowadays you have a lot of people that I think they call it like a nick, something like that, the dual income, no children. That,
right.
That they specifically don't have children because they want more money. So it's the same thing. No.
That's exactly the opposite of this. No, the real money is the kids. Mm-hmm. Having the kids is the
real wealth.
The real wealth and the real joy is going to be the kids. Good. Kechitzim yad gibor ken b'nei ha'ne'orim. Like arrows in the hand of a strong man, so are the b'nei ha'ne'orim. What does that mean? The same way that if a gibor has chitzim, he could from very far accomplish a lot in war.
Oh.
So too, if you raise good kids, you will be able to have your effect on the world in very far places. Okay, just to be curt and brief about the interpretation. That's the interpretation I like the most. Ashrei hagever asher milet ashpato mehem. Praiseworthy be the man who fills up his sack of arrows with them, meaning having a lot of kids. Lo yavoshu ki dabru toivim bashar. He will not be ashamed because together with his sons or with his kids, they will be able to talk down the enemy at the gate. Whenever the enemy comes to the gate, they will stand there in defiance and in strength and in the fear of Hashem, and they'll be able to talk against the enemy. So, beautiful mizmor about how working and obsessing over work is not necessarily what brings the hatzlacha. It is the will of Hashem, right? And if Hashem wills it, the person will have parnasa. And even if they work a little bit less, Hashem could always give them more. And to properly orient ourselves to what actually wealth is. Wealth is the kids. It's not the money that we give to the kids. Baruch Adonai Lonam. Amen. Amen.